أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
ألف لام ميم. ألف لام ميم. These are three letters. The first one is ألف. The second one is لام. And the third one is ميم. And each of them is read, it is pronounced separately. In the sense that you don't say ألم. You don't say ألم. How do you say it? ألف لام ميم. ذلك. ذلك means that. الكتاب. How can you break this word up? Al meaning the, and كتاب meaning book. Are you familiar with the word كتاب? Book. لا, no, ريب, any doubt. لا. We did this word earlier in Surah Al-Fatiha. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. So la, not, you're already familiar with this word. Raiba. Raib means doubt. Fihi, in it. Fihi is two words. The first one is fi, and the other one is he. Fi means in, and he means it. Alright? Fi means in, and he means it. Hudan, guidance. We did the word ihdina earlier. You're familiar with the word huda. Huda, guidance. للمتقين. Such a big word. لي. Have you done this word earlier? الحمد لله. For Allah. This is the same لي. للمتقين. For those who have taqwa. So لي means for. And then we have the second lam which has a sukoon on it, which is actually an al. What does al mean? The. So lil means for the. Okay? For the. For who? Muttaqin. Muttaqi is one who has taqwa. Have you heard of the word muttaqi before? Such and such is a muttaqi. Okay? What does muttaqi mean? One who has taqwa. What is the meaning of taqwa? We'll go into that later on. And the een is of plural. Just as you have muslimin. عالمين متقين. Right? So للمتقين, for those who have taqwa, for those who are God fearing. الذين. الذين, those who. The al at the beginning gives the meaning of the. الذين, ones who. الذين, those who. يؤمنون, they believe. يؤمنون. First of all, we have the letter ya at the beginning. Okay? And whenever you see the letter ya at the beginning of a word, generally, not every time, but generally, it gives the meaning of a verb. Okay? So when you see ya at the beginning of a word, what kind of a word is it grammatically? A verb, not a noun. And a verb means an action is being done. Right? So yu'minuna. They believe. They're doing the action of believing. So يؤمنون, they believe. Hamza Mim Noon indicates iman, and the waw noon at the end again is plural. If the word was يؤمنوا, that means he believes. And if the word is يؤمنون, what does that mean? They believe. Alright? بالغيب. B. What does B mean? With. بسم الله. Be with. Ism, name. Over here we have be with al-ghayb, the unseen. You're familiar with al. Al means the. And you have ghayb, which is unseen. Wa and yuqimuna. Again, yuqimuna begins with a ya, which means it's a verb. Alright? So yuqimuna, they're doing some action. Right? The waw noon at the end indicates plural is doing an action, which is why it's not he, but it is they. What is the action that they are doing? Of yuqimuna. Qaf, ya meem that you see over here. Okay? It means to perfectly establish. So yuqimuna, they perfectly establish. Alright? What do they perfectly establish? As-salata, the prayer. Al means the, and salata, prayer. So, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ, and they perfectly establish the prayer. Wa, and we've done the word wa several times before now. Mimma. Mimma is a combination of two words. Min and ma. What does min mean? From. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. You've already done the word min. I told you there's so much repetition in the Quran. Right? So min means from, and ma means what or that which. Right? Ma means what or that which. So wa mimma, and from that which. Razaqnahum. Razaq, rizq, provision. Na means we. Na means we. Have we done this earlier? Where? Ihdina, guide us, plural. Right? But similarly, razaqna, we provided. We provided who? Whom? Them. We read alayhim earlier. Him is one form, and whom is another form. غير المغضوب عليهم, upon them. رزقنا هم, we provided them. Right? ينفقون, they spend. Again, ya at the beginning indicates it's a verb. نفق means to spend. واونون is of plural. So ينفقون, they spend. والذين, and those who. Do I need to break this down? No. يؤمنون, they believe. Do I need to break this down? We've done this before, right? Ya indicates verb. Hamza mim noon indicates iman. And waw noon, plural. So يؤمنون, they believe. They have faith. بما أنزل. بما is a combination of bi and ma. You've done bi earlier, you've done ma earlier. Right? Bi means with. Ma means what or that which. Then we have unzila. Unzila means it was revealed. So bima unzila, in that which was revealed. Unzila, nazala, tanzil, one of the names of the Quran. Okay, revelation. So unzila, it was revealed. Ilaika, towards you. Ila. Ila means towards. And ka means you. Have we done ka earlier? Where? Iyaka. نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. So over here we have إِلَيْكَ, towards you. وَمَا أُنزِلَ, and what was revealed. مِن, from, قَبْلِكَ, before you. مِن means from, you've done this before. قَبْلِكَ. قَبْلِكَ is a combination of two words. The first one is قَبْل, which means before. And the second is كَ, which means you. So قَبْلِكَ, before you. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ, and with the hereafter. Wa means and. Bi means with. Al means the. آخِرَة means hereafter. Easy? Okay. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ, and with the hereafter. Whom, they, again this word is coming. What do? يُوقِنُون, they believe with certainty. يُوقِنُون, يُؤْمِنُون, يقيمون, they sound so similar, isn't it? Because they're all verbs. They begin with ya, and with wawnu, which means it's plural. So they, what is the action that they're doing? Of yaqeen. So they believe with certainty. Just as yu'minuna, what action is it that they're doing? Of iman. So they have faith. Yuqimuna, what action is it that they're doing? Of establishing. So yu'minuna, they believe. Yuqimuna, they perfectly establish. Yunfiquna, they spend. And yuqinuna, they believe with certainty. They have yaqeen. Ulaika, those. This is new. Ulaika, those. Ala, upon. We did alayhim earlier, right? Ala, upon. Hudan, a guidance. Min, from. Rabbihim, their Lord. Rabbihim is two words. The first one is Rabb. Rabbil Alameen. Lord, Master. We did that earlier. And him means there. So Mir Rabbihim, from their Lord. Wa, and Ulaika, those whom they. Al Muflihun, those who are successful. Al Muflihun. Al means the. Now we're left with muflihun. The wawnun at the end indicates that this is a plural. Right? And you see muflih, what do you think the root letters are? Falamha. Okay? So what's this meme? This meme indicates that the word is a noun. The meme, this indicates that the word is a noun. So muflih is who? The person who is successful. The one who is successful. So al-muflihun, what does that mean? The ones who are successful. Those who are successful. It's a noun, it's people. It's not a verb. Okay? It's people. The ones, those people who are successful. Right? Any questions so far? Everything is clear? The meme. Al-muflih. Fa, lam, ha are the root letters. And meme indicates that the word is a noun. Which kind of a noun is it? Active participle, meaning one who does the action. Generally. Inshallah, as you will become more and more familiar with the words, you will be able to recognize when the meme indicates noun. Okay? When the ya indicates verb. But generally, this is what it is. Let's listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. Dhalikal kitabu la rayba fihi hudan lil muttaqin. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون